Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Well, I'm delighted to introduce you to our lead essay hero for the month of April. Her name is Sonia Foss, and she's the founder of House Tembiso, which is a place of safety that cares for abandoned babies in Kraaifontein. She's part of the founding team, I should say. It is not a one-woman event, but it's great to have you with us on the line. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pepper.
Firstly, congratulations on being named a lead essay hero. What does that recognition mean to you?
Well, I got inspired through just being a mother myself, knowing the feeling towards loving a child, and to hear about babies being abandoned or left in fields to fend for themselves, which touched me so deeply. And then I decided to reach out and see where I can make a difference in any baby's life, and that is how I got to House of Tembiso and where my journey started.
And how long have you been associated with House of Tembiso?
Well, I've been with them since they've been established, and that was in 2008.
Okay.
We started with two babies, and I can proudly say that we are standing on 194 babies at this stage.
Wow.
As I also mentioned, we are in the process of being registered for having 10 babies at a time.
Okay, so obviously those 194 babies have been over the course of the last decade, babies who you have helped to then gone on to other facilities. Are many of them able to be placed for adoption, or are they in some cases reunited with families? What happens to those babies when they leave your facility?
Okay, they do get adopted, yes. Some of our, what we actually first tried to do is to put them back with the biological parents, which is not always the case, and then they get adopted by also foreigners. A lot of our babies goes to Switzerland Finland. Can I just tell you more about what the project is all about?
Please do.
At House of Tembiso, which actually means, in Khoza, it means promise. And that is exactly what we do. We like to promise our babies that we will care for them until they get suitable adoptive parents. Babies come from the hospitals, police station, churches, or even a bit worse circumstances. Where we go and fetch them. We are situated in northern suburbs, and as I mentioned, we can accommodate 10 babies at a time.
Okay. Now, you're a non-profit organization, I think. Is that correct? Are you formally registered as such?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And 10 babies at a time, I can't even begin to imagine how many nappies and bottle feeds that must mean, Sonia. How do you manage to fund your ongoing operations?
We mainly depend on sponsorship and donations. Caring for baby is very costly.
Mm.
The baby's age varies between newborn and 24 months. So yes, that's a lot of nappies.
Okay.
And a lot of formula milk. We have a lot of fundraising right through the year, where the community also helps us so that we can get funds.
Okay. Now, how can listeners hearing this interview right now, Sonia, be part of the solution that you're offering? Obviously, you said you rely on donations. Is that only financial donations, or do you need donations in kind as well?
Well, obviously, donations and sponsorships is the main thing. We also have maintaining of the house. Purchasing of the prepaid electricity is a big thing,
mm-hmm.
especially for the winter coming up, trying to get the clothes nice and dry. I think a big thing is to create awareness among each other to help us. And then also if there's people that can come and volunteer by giving their time, that will make a huge impact for what we want to achieve.
If somebody listening feels they are that person, that they'd like to be part of the story, perhaps volunteer or make a donation of some kind, how do they make contact with you, Sonia?
Well, they can. The listeners can follow us on our Facebook, which is House of Tembiso, or they can visit our website page on www.tembiso.co.za. They're also welcome to email us on tembiso@zazu.co.za.
Sonia Foss, congratulations on being named our lead SA hero for the month of April, and our best wishes to the whole team at House Tembisu. House Tembisu located in Kraaifontein. If you want to visit that website, it's spelt T-H-E-M-B-I-S-O. T-H-E-M-B-I-S-O. The kinds of items that they're looking for donations in kind are everything from nappies to baby wipes to cotton wool, tenement drops, baby shampoos and other products. As she mentioned, electricity vouchers also very welcome. All financial donations if you can assist. Don't forget those of you who would like to help practically. They would welcome contributions from volunteers who can be of assistance. So please do reach out to them if you feel you can assist.